Thank you, Sitka.
Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Discovery Week at Bletchley Middle School is Carrie Sagal and David Lass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
And Discovery Week, that seems really wide open. What are we discovering?
In February 19th through the 22nd, we'll set aside the regular curriculum at Bletchley and we'll give students the chance to choose from 60-plus classes. We did this 2 years ago. Kids had a choice of sea kayaking, knitting, dance, break dancing. What else did they have, David?
Oh, tons of cooking, art project, crafts, technology. We pretty much covered the gamut.
So why all these choices in February?
February typically is a slump month in school. We see behavior sometimes have a little peak. People are pretty sick of school at that point. Testing's ahead, hard work's behind, and it's a good time to give kids an alternative.
And how do you know what sorts of alternatives would be interesting to the students?
Maybe David could talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, after the Discovery Week 2 years ago, we did a survey at the end, and we asked the kids, you know, what would you like to see in the future? And so we gathered up that information. And then again, in our pack time a couple of weeks ago, we did another survey trying to gather more information. And we came up with probably 250 ideas, kid-driven. So we're going to look at that list as well as some of the expertise of some of the teachers and people that we have volunteering.
Anything sort of wild card that the kids suggest?
They would like to do the Hunger Games.
Oh, my.
Nap time was interesting.
But a lot of good suggestions, some common themes. Cooking is very dear to the hearts of middle school students. And also anything that involves movement and games. They would like to play video games, and we probably won't be using video games unless we can incorporate them in some new way that really gets them moving.
And it's probably some different things that would challenge them to go outside their comfort zone.
Definitely. One of the courses that was really interesting 2 years ago was Coast Guard boot camp. And we worked with the Coast Guard, took kids for 3 days, did rescue swimming, did workouts, and did a visit to the Coast Guard base. And kids really had to work hard to prepare for the Coast Guard.
That's a really excellent opportunity, especially sort of shaking things up in February. David, is this new concept Discovery Week for Bletchley? I know you said 2 years, but is there some sort of backstory?
Yeah, this has got history with Bletchley. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a group of teachers that did what they called Heritage Discovery Week. And it was run very similar to ours. We have ours kind of slimmed down from the version they ran years ago. It was quite complex. It was a week long, including a weekend fair. But the core of it is still the same, with offering these blocks of classes that kids would have the opportunity to explore something that they've not done before, something that we don't typically offer in the school day.
And how is this not disruptive to the school day?
We totally set aside the curriculum and the classes, and then we'll base it on a two-hour block, and students will get to choose 4 classes that they'll take throughout the day each day, and teachers will teach 3 classes each day with 1 class off for prep. So it just fits in nicely to the schedule that we have at Bletchley.
And who's the master of the matrix of having all these kids choose these classes and finding a way that everyone gets to where they need to go?
2 teachers were primary in that in our last Discovery Week, and that was our tech teacher, Emily Demmert, and our counselor, Pam Kearney. And they sort of mastered that for us. And we'll hope they do it again this year. This is mainly a project of the elective team. So besides David and I, Emily Demmert, Elvia Torres, Gary Atkinson, and Mike Kernin are primary in putting on Discovery Week.
So it sounds like, you know, a lot of good ideas, a lot of teacher time, but it also sounds a little bit expensive.
Yes. To bring it back, we got a $20,000 grant from the CrossFit Fund, and we spent most of that money. We have a little left over. We calculate this year that we can do it between if we have between $10,000 and $12,000, of which we might have about $7,000, $8,000 currently. We need to raise a little bit more.
And what's the method? Is it just a, is it a shout out right now?
It's a shout out particularly now. We think we're pioneering something in Sitka. Crowdfunding is a new way to raise money online where you throw your project out to the world and you hope that people help you start up something you'd like to do. So we're on Indiegogo. That's spelled www.indiegogo.com. And you have to use a search term called Discovery Week. Put that in, you'll find our campaign.
And then is it a simple, and it has sort of the details of what's happening?
Tells the classes, tells what our concept is, tells who are the people running the campaign. It has a video that we produced from the last Discovery Week. And then there are prizes or gifts that you give out for donating levels. So it's a credit card process. You donate through credit card. And we've had some substantial donation. We're not at our goal. Our goal is 5,000, and we've raised 2,250 approximately. But we've had a $500 donation, several $200 donations, and things seem to be picking up.
Terrific. And do you need volunteer power, David?
Yeah, it's always good to have volunteers from the community. You know, we have our staff, but in order to offer the classes and the breadth of classes that we'd like, it's always great to have people come in that can share their expertise in particular areas.
We last time had about 15 people from the community, mainly agency people. An example, Paul Norwood was an AmeriCorps at that time, and he helped with sea kayaking. Tom Gamble with the Park Service did a survival class. And we had 13 others who helped out. We're a little late this year in getting started, but that's one of the help we need from the Sitkin community is volunteers to teach those special skills they have.
And do you have a list right now of, like, do you need kayak instructors or cooking instructors?
We're going to go back to the people who taught before. Mm-hmm. We've had people, we had such good publicity before. We have people volunteering, contacting us, saying they want to teach during Discovery Week. And I just need to pick up those emails and phone calls, get back with them. If we do have a specific need, we'll be putting it out to the community.
Great. And how do people contact you?
They can contact us through the Blatchley Facebook page. My cell phone number is 752-7323, and that's the best way to contact me. I'm not likely to answer a message left on any message machine anywhere.
That's good. That's honest putting that out there. David, being that you have participated in the past in these Discovery Weeks, is there something you look forward to each time this happens?
It's just looking at the kids and the involvement that they have. And they go through, like they said, three different classes each day, and they're trying something completely different. And the excitement and just looking at the results we got last year and the survey that we got back, there was, out of 300-plus surveys we got back, when you're getting maybe one that was, you know, I'd rather not do that, but all the rest, you know, 299 of them were completely positive. Yeah, something's going right.
And it's nice that you do take the time to get the feedback from the students.
We get feedback years later. One of my joys is meeting people in the community who went through Heritage Discovery Week, and they hear about what we're doing now, and they light up about their own experience. The guy at the brewery just, you know, said, oh, jousting, we did jousting. And he was just smiling ear to ear, remembering what he had done in middle school. And middle school is a pretty forgettable experience often for many people.
I like that you mentioned jousting, because that says nothing is off the table.
No.
I thought Hunger Games was a little weird, but jousting, that somebody said, yeah, we could do that. We could make a, whatever that stabbing stick. I'm sure there's a much more formal, someone will call immediately. So I'd like to thank my guests, Carrie Segal and David Last, talking about Discovery Week at Blatchley. They need volunteers. They need money to fund it. And go to Indiegogo.com, which is spelled
Indiegogo, and search for Discovery Week.
Thank you so much. And after Discovery Week, we'd like to have you back to tell us about what sorts of wonderful things were taught.
we'd love to come back.
We will.
Okay, thank you.